Forces news,
events,
stories that matter
on the Forces Station.
BFBS, your stories,
your stories.
BFG,
Germany.
Elements of 1st the Queen's Dragoon Guards are currently in southern Germany taking part in Exercise Bavarian Charger. The soldiers will be spending a month there and are also joined by Lieutenant John Hedrick of the United States Navy. John describes a bit about himself and why he's travelled over to Germany to see what the QDG are up to.
My day job is flying F-18s, so I'm a fighter pilot, about 8 years, over in the States. We're based in Virginia Beach on the East Coast, sort of central, just south of D.C. I have a lot of experience flying aircraft and being involved with the air war side of the things that go on in battle, and I'm here sort of as an exchange officer, as an air liaison, to both offer my insights from an aviator's perspective to help out with close air support. They're going to shuffle me around and let me experience everything, so I'll be attached to the hip of someone who's very knowledgeable and ride around in the same vehicles, go through all the same training evolutions that they'll go through.
What sort of things are you hoping to gain from this experience? Are you going to be going back and reporting to people back in the USA about what you've been doing?
Absolutely. In the US Navy, for the F-18 community, we do a really good job of being in the air and doing all the airborne stuff, but we don't have a lot of interaction with ground troops, who it is our primary mission to support when we are in theater. So this is a great opportunity to just sort of see what goes on the ground and sort of give a presentation back home to my guys to say, hey, this is what to expect, this is what these guys are experiencing, here's a great way to interact with them, you know, if you need a point of contact, here's the person you ask for, or here's how you ask it. All the subtle cultural differences between an aviation community and a ground warfare community.
So it's going to be a really good sort of learning curve for obviously the QDG and for yourself as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Whenever we are in theater and we hear an English accent, we're always very happy about it. And this will allow me an opportunity to back that up with an actual justification saying, hey, we've experienced working with these guys in a very close scenario in the ground as well as in the air, and it's been pleasurable.
Have you had many people coming up to you trying to introduce themselves and find out, you know, what you're doing here and what it's all about?
Well, I look strange. I'm wearing a green set of pajamas with one zipper down the middle, and most folks don't understand what that is. And it's a flight suit. This is our normal working outfit, and this is what we wear into the aircraft. It's what I have to wear for my job, but lots of folks are coming up to me and saying, hey, what exactly are you? I'm your token American.
This is Charlie Wild Goose reporting for BFBS in Paderborn, Germany.
Your stories.
Your stories. This is the Forces Station.
BFBS.